Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the university, my pleasure to welcome you to this short ceremony, the groundbreaking for the Library, Humanities, and Fine Arts Center. Before proceeding with the events listed on the program, I'd like to introduce the members of the platform party. From my left, on your right, and you may withhold applause until they've all been introduced, if they merit applause. Dr. William R. Wood, President of the University. The Honorable Walter J. Hickel, Governor of Alaska. Mr. Elmer E. Rasmussen, President of the Board of Regents. Mr. William A. O'Neill, Vice President of the Board of Regents and a member since 1948. Mr. Francis B. Mayer, Architect from Anchorage. Mr. Michael Platt, President of the Associated Students of the University of Alaska. Dr. Arthur J. Scheibel of Fairbanks, Regent since 1961. Mrs. Dorothy A. Reedy of Fairbanks, member since 1963. Mr. Everett Bolden of Ketchikan, newly appointed member of the board. Mrs. Edith Bullock of Kotzebue, another new member to the board. Mr. Robert E. McFarland of Anchorage, a member since 1963. The eighth member of the Board of Regents, Mr. James Nolan of Wrangell, was unable to attend. Well, it's a great day. Golden anniversary. It's a great time for us old-timers and pioneers to reminisce a little bit. I'm no exception. It was my great pleasure just 33 years ago to be present at perhaps the first groundbreaking of any formal kind here on the university campus. 1934, Judge James Wickersham came up from Juneau to deliver the commencement address, and at the request of President Bunnell, turned the first spadeful of dirt for the Eielson Memorial Building. I have a series of pictures showing the progress of that building through the years. It was built somewhat in piecemeal. First story on the south side, then the first story on the north side, then two more stories on the south side, then a passway in between, and finally in 1950, it was completed. Took 16 years. I hope that you all join with me today in expressing the hope the building that we're dedicating or groundbreaking for today will take somewhat less time. It is now my pleasure to introduce a lifelong Alaskan, mayor of the city of Anchorage, member of the Board of Regents since 1950, and its president since 1956. Mr. Elmer E. Rasmussen.
You know, I think one of the most creative acts that mankind performs is to just turn over the earth. It's the beginning of every garden, and it's the first step when we are going to erect a great building such as we will have here. And I think particularly this building is going to be important to our university because it's going to combine in this one building the fine arts, the humanities, and the library, which is the cornerstone of any great university. I think, in fact, this building is going to more epitomize the soaring hopes of every one of us than almost any other building. When I was a student in college, I remember hearing a very colorful professor say one time that culture can be defined as the keen regret that you can't know everything. And I think when you compare culture and education, what education might be to the human mind, so culture is to the soul. And I always felt that our late President Kennedy expressed it so well when he said that the arts are the spearhead of a nation's thrust toward greatness. So I think that it's an historic occasion, and I feel that it is a privilege that I can turn this instrument over to our chief executive of our state, a great friend of our university, who will turn over the first shovelful of earth, which will be the start of this great cultural center.
Thank you, Elmer. I think there's enough men around here on this platform. If we had plenty of shovels, we'd get this building going right now. But seriously, just think of 50 years ago, and then maybe imagine 50 years from now. And as I was talking to the architect, I asked him just how big this building was going to be. And he says 200,000 square feet. And it's going to cost approximately $9.6 million. Don't let that frighten you. My point is that I wondered if 50 years ago they could have imagined spending approximately $9.5 to $10 million on one building, and one building of being that size. I think the fact that we're going ahead with this building shows a great faith that we have in the future of Alaska. I've said many times that I envision this university as being one of the great universities on the North American continent. It can be just that because of its unique geographical location, its unique climatical conditions, and its challenges that await us in opening up not only this part of Alaska, but the vast Arctic. And I say that, yes, $10 million is a lot of money, and 200,000 square feet are a lot of square feet. But I think it'll be duplicated many, many times in the next 10 years. And I hope in the short period that I have as governor, I can take a shovel just like this and break the ground on many more buildings just like this one.
I'm going to get a shovel.
Sure, I can't do as good as the governor, but I'll follow right behind him.
Left foot is there.
Little more oomph.
What did Mark Meade say?
We didn't thaw that piece.
Where I came from, we broke the ground.
Mr. William A. O'Neill will honor the vice president and chairman of the building committee, Will. Do his skin. You want to say a few?
Oh, no, I don't want to say anything because I'm a man of action myself.
You see how easy that was?
There's a mining engineer if ever I saw one. Mr. Francis B. Mayer, architect for the new structure. Mr. Michael Platt, the president of the Associated Students of the University of Alaska.
Big long trench, Mike.
Long trench, huh? This is too much like work. No.
The rest of the regents didn't bring their union card. Mr. McFarland says, no. Dr. Scheibel, however, we might be needed.
Got it.
All right. Do we have any other volunteers? Say, we're going to get more of this building done than we thought. Mr. Bolden, our new regent from Ketchikan, will...
You know, last week I spent 2 days turning the garden in my own backyard in Ketchikan, so I hope I can do as well here.
Very good indeed. Good. Very good.
Mrs. Bullock from Kotzebue.
See, we believe in women's rights here.
I'm used to frozen ground, you know. I don't know anything about this.
They've all had it.
Very good indeed. Last but not least, the expert, Mr. Robert McFarland.
Okay, Bob.
Just be my luck to hit a rock.
Last but not least, the president of the university, Dr. Wood, who's going to finish the job.
Well, I'll have to turn this for all of the faculty and staff of the university and all of the alumni so that we get everybody in on this one.
Pretty good. Post hole there, and I found your rock, Bob.
Well, hope you will preserve that one now.
Oh, we'll put that in the filter.
You know, I want to give thanks now to the people that have had a great deal to do in the planning for this new facility. The planning effort starts really by a committee of the users, both faculty and students, and they draw up what we call our educational specifications, an overview statement of what it is that we want to have housed. In this case, the committee on the planning for the Library, Humanities, and Fine Arts Center consisted of Dean Beistlein, Dean Keim, Mr. Tampke, Professor Salisbury, Professor Van Flan, Professor Davis, the librarian, Mr. Ryberg, Professor Krauss, Professor Wells, Dr. Minnie Wells, Dean Ray, and Vice President Ray, and former Vice President Christian Elvey, and the former ASU President Frank Flavin. Others on the committee, during the course of the 4 or 5 years that the planning effort has been underway, was the late Ben Atkinson and two former Vice Presidents, Vice President George Adams and Vice President Howard Cutler. And I think that all of these people, and I know that there were others that assisted too in this at various stages, deserve our warm thanks for the exceptional effort that they put in to developing the preliminary studies which led to such a magnificent design as Architect Mayer and the consulting architects from San Francisco, Lackey and Knorr and Elliott, have come up with. And you have a picture of the final building reproduced back of you here.
This one here.
Most important, I think, of all is the fact that this building is truly a statewide effort. For after the proposal was approved by the Board of Regents and by the governor and by the legislature, the proposition then went out to a vote of the people of Alaska and carried overwhelmingly in every part of the state. We're deeply grateful to this, from the university and all of its family, students and faculty, alumni, and everyone associated with the university. For we're pleased that at this stage in our development, at least we have merited this show of very strong support and belief in the University of Alaska on the part of the people of this state. I quite agree with the president of the board and with the governor of the state in saying that this is one of the largest facilities ever to be placed under construction in Alaska, one of the most expensive, and of course I would say unquestionably the most significant structure that has ever been attempted in Alaska. Because this building is the heart
of the State University, and I am firmly convinced that the State University is going to be and is becoming at this moment the very heart of the total development of all of the resources, including, of course, the human resources of the state of Alaska, and it will be one of the great states of the nation. This is a most memorable occasion for us, and I hope that you will be watching with me as the work gets underway. As a matter of fact, some of the work is already underway. You can see that our first contract was to tear down a building, and we're getting paid for it. And there'll be other work underway this summer, and of course it will take about 2 more years before the total project is completed and we can move in on it. I hope it doesn't take the 16 years, Bill, that it took on the Eielson building. Thank you very much, Bill.
The program will conclude by the singing of Alaska's flag by our chorus.
Stars of gold on the field of blue. Alaska's flag, may it mean to you the blue of the sea, the evening sky, the mountain lakes and the flowers nearby.
Thank you very much for inviting me.